Okay. Welcome to Moogle Go Round, episode 72. Take two. Part two. Words are hard. I'm your host, Chili, as we talk about video game stuff and Final Fantasy and all that load of, you know, we've had 72 episodes. But of course, it's not just me. We've got my co-host, Paul. Hey, Paul.
Yo, what good?
How are you doing?
Still a little bit hungover.
How is your butt?
My butt is in pain. My back is in pain. My arm is in pain. My head's better, though.
Well, that's the more important part. Yeah, you need it for the think of words for today.
Think of words. Ooh, I got so many words about what happened.
How many? Whoa. Is there like 72 of them? Or are you going to push it with like 74?
Well, I might push it with 74.
Oof, so many words. So, complicated words. But seriously, how's you been?
I've been alright, other than the 24-hour stream for charity kind of went a bit sour when I concussed myself with a broken chair. We've got only to, was it like 20 hours? So in that 21 hours...
Well, you got 4 hours in, roughly.
4 hours in. But I think I'm going to do it like Sunday or something where we actually do it.
Nice. Well, during my stream, I've decided that I'm going to do a 24-hour stream myself of just 24 hours of Sycorus Tower. So, come join the madness of Sycorus Tower for 24 hours next week sometime when I decide when.
Why, though?
is this for this goddamn chocobo thing?
It's for the... I want my mounts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, Sycorus Tower for 24 hours. We're going to do it. A whole 24 hours of just Sycorus Tower. To raise money for charity. You too. I know I can't eat spicy foods on Twitch anymore because they ban, you know, putting yourself in pain. But I can do this. They can't stop me.
I don't know. Is this putting yourself in pain as well?
Maybe a little bit. Anyway, that's our guest today. Adwin from the Sea Chocobos. Mavillion Madness. You're the best. Welcome.
Damn straight. Work, work.
Walk, walk. But yeah, this is my first year being involved with the... well, anything like this, really. I've never really gone to the role-playing side of Final Fantasy XIV until this year.
It's a dark, dark underhive. Be careful where you...
I mean, I'm fine on that part, but... I've had some practices on that side of role-playing. I mean, I'm a good boy.
Oh, are we going back to Skype? Are we going back to Skype calls, Chili? This is where we're going back to. That's out of practice, eh?
But seriously, can you tell us more about the Sea Chocobos?
Absolutely. So the Sea Chocobos are a Blitzball team that we're running in Final Fantasy XIV. Blitzball itself is basically an event that's being hosted not only by the Golden Glory, but by numerous other individuals who are helping us run it. I know that we ran it pretty much specifically the first year, but we're branching out and a lot of people are helping out with this now. The Sea Chocobos are the team that's meant to represent the nation state of Gridania. So essentially you got all your, you know, good little wood elves in there, your dusk whites, your cats, and of course your generic heroes.
Yay! And
we were lucky enough to win the first tournament that we held.
Congratulations.
Unfortunately, oh yeah, I wasn't on the team at that time, unfortunately. That's never how it works for me. Unfortunately, we were handed a defeat during our first round against the Yes, it was the Alamegan Blitzball team, the Royal Griffins, I believe. But it was a good match all the same.
You're up against the Ishgard Eyes next, right?
I'd have to double check. I believe it's the Gill Turtles, but I have to give it.
It's the Gill Turtles.
Oh, the Gill Turtles.
Those Gill Turtles.
You can do that.
As you can see,
those poor Ishgard. Those Ishgard Eyes. They've had so much back in this year. It's crazy.
It's really good to see the amount that the community has really kind of come forward in support of Blitzball. It's been really heartening to see. Because I know, especially for the people who operate it behind the scenes, it can really seem a thankless job until you get to that point after doing it the first time, where you just see just this surge of community activity and, you know, just eagerness for the event. And it can really just, honestly, it can keep people driving and going on.
Well, to be fair, it probably does help that you've got the Crucible having Save say good things about Ishgard, when anyone who knows the Crucible knows that he hates Ishgard. So people are throwing...
Oh, Ishgard is a terrible place.
It is the worst. Estinian is the worst character ever made. But
I mean, has Estinian even taken a bath since Heaven's Ward? Like, that boy needs to shampoo his hair. Come on.
He really
I
does.
Can introduce him to a comb vendor. It's fine.
But no, people, he's like, for every so amount of money, he says, like, positive Ishgard facts. So people are throwing money at him just to force him to say on stream, because they know how much he hates it. So that's why Ishgard has such a secret weapon on their side.
Uh-huh. I'll have to take notes of that for the future. Get that for the seat chocobos.
Yeah.
Except for it'd probably have to be people acknowledging that the Shroud exists.
Plus, I don't think there's many people that hate the Shroud compared to Ishgard.
This is true. So, Ishgard is just a very easy place to hate.
That's because it's hateable. Is that a word?
I mean, have you ever looked at an Ishgardian? 100% hateable.
Well, you know, Ishgardians are racist. We know this. Have you ever played it through as a Lalafell?
No, I have not, but I can safely say Ishgardians are, of course, the only racist people in all of Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, yeah.
Don't at me, and whatever you do, do not listen to the subtext within the Shroud. It's fine.
Well, no, it's not. You don't need subtext. They literally say it to you, to your face.
This is true.
There's a guard that if you're doing the Hildebrand storyline, if you're not a Lalafell, he'll mention how much he dislikes Lalafell. But if you're a Lalafell, he's like, oh, you're one of those. You're different. I like you. I also like that dancer.
You are one of those soulless Popoto-looking creatures that are going to kill me in my sleep. Great.
Ishgard. Go away.
Such fun times in Ishgard.
Like, spoilers for the story where you woke up, you know, in the hospital in Ishgard. And I'm just sat here, because I live streamed, I'm just sat here going, just let me die instead.
Honestly, I just wonder if the Warrior of Light woke up, kind of looked around and went, did you assholes really bring me all the way to Ishgard? Alamigo was right.
Anywhere was right next to me. Anywhere. I could have dropped me off in Alder. It was closer.
In reality, they just didn't want us to go to Alamigo again. They keep wanting us to forget it exists for some reason.
Little Alamigo. For Alamigo! Anyway, let's go back to the charity event. You played Blitzball to raise money, correct?
That is what we are doing this year. That is correct.
Previous year,
we didn't do a charity bid attached. This year, we are.
Nice. Could you tell us a little bit of how that works?
Oh boy. Okay. Yes. Let me get my notes right here. I don't have notes. I'm lying to you. So, essentially what goes on is we have people pledge to donate X amount of dollars, right? You can pledge to say, I want to donate $30. You can donate $30 straight up just out of the goodness of your heart. Now, otherwise, you can kind of do that whole, I want to donate based on how many goals my team scores, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're like, I want to donate for the Sea Chocobos, and I want to donate a max total of $30. But I will donate $10 per goals scored. So that means if the Sea Chocobos score 2 goals, we only raise $20. If we score 3, we raise $30. I'm sure I've gotten something wrong, and I'm sure I'm going to get a Discord message about it. But that's how I understand it. So essentially, we want to score more. So are you listening, Guild Turtles? If you don't let us score, you're denying charity. think about.
Yeah, let us score. It's for the kids. So, but no, wait, so I was. Oh, sorry,
Calico. We're not doing it for the kids, are we? We're doing it for.
We're doing it for everyone. It's for everyone. Sorry, I'm so used to doing Extra Life. But no, I was talking about how do you actually play the Blitzball is what I meant.
Oh, okay. My apologies on that.
No, but people needed to know that anyway, so.
For the Blitzball game itself, it's a bit of an ad hoc system that we worked out last year. What it is you kind of get into a whole raid party for your group. And you'll have a referee in there. They'll place down zone markers. Like if you were doing a raid, you'd have your A, B, C, D marker and your one marker. And essentially those are the zones of the field. And people can move between those zones and try to score goals. And there's, of course, the other team's trying to block and stop you. And in character, the rules are, there's not many rules. So anything kind of goes so long as a dead body doesn't suddenly start floating around. Even then, that's possible. So it's... I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. The best description I've ever had for it is it's basically rugby, but underwater.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds fun.
That sounds
like
fun.
We're here to beat the shit out of each other and score goals. And we don't know what the word safety means.
A safe word is banana. Just a shame nobody knows what a banana is. So, but I've heard it's like you use random to work out where you're scoring.
Yes.
Nice.
Essentially, they'll do a distance check based on how many zones you are from the enemy goal if you throw to score. And it'll be increased by 200 for each distance that you are away. So if you're right up next to the goal, you have to roll above a 200. And of course, the goalie gets to roll to try and beat your roll as well. Now, other players also try to, you know, use the slash random system to block you or prevent you from moving and do other stuff like that too. Yeah. It's deceptively simple at a first glance when you kind of look over the rules, because it's like, oh, well, this is just it. But there's actually a surprising amount to it. What we end up doing to make sure that things go really smooth during the actual game days is all the players for all the teams are required to attend at least one or two practices before their game.
Okay.
Where essentially we have a referee or one of the event organizers going over everything with them.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Like a real team, yeah. Like a real tournament.
Well, it is a real tournament. It's I was at that was like an opening party, wasn't it? That was that on the coaster.
That was a big old kind of car wash and sponsorship. That was done more for the purpose of the chair of the sponsorships or the actual charity work than it was the Blitzball.
I'll admit, I had a lot of fun there. I had a stall for Sausage Content, my character on Bullmong, where I was selling hot dogs during the event.
I want to say, by the way, when I first saw your character, I was entirely like going at it. Who is this Sausage McContent person? Why are they a Sea Chocobos fan? I have many questions. Is one of my friends trying to prank me? I feel like they are.
And I made that character for a basically. I was on. I think it was either Moogle Go Round or Maelstrom Radio. We had Flash on. And I was joking about the fact that I'd been clearing Savage Content, which I call Sausage Content. But then I slurred my words and we then made the character named Sausage McContent. So I joked saying, oh look, Bombong's open, I'll go make a character. And then it allowed me to make a character. So I was like, okay, Sausage McContent has been born.
I mean, Sausage McContent has a really successful sausage stand.
He did.
What I've heard, everyone loves his sausage.
Yeah, everyone loves Sausage McContent sausage. But no, seriously, I had a lot of... It was my first time doing a role play... basically, role playing anything. I even logged on a couple of times to go to, like, smaller events just to try it out. I went to, like, this Hot Wing place in Alder.
In the Goblet. I think I know what you're talking about. I don't believe I've been there personally, but I think I know what you're talking about.
I hanged around there for a little bit, and I gave my table up for another group of people, so...
Roleplay is... It's like Blitzball. It's deceptively easy at first.
It still took me a time, but...
Yeah, once you kind of get into doing it,
yeah,
it comes a lot quicker and a lot easier.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the appeal is, I find. But I'm really glad to hear that you had a great time at the Mountain Wash.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you again for everyone that invited me, for Dylan and that, for inviting me to it. Dylan's awesome.
They are indeed pretty awesome.
Yeah, go check out Aetherflow Media, because they've got their own podcast as well. So go check them out. They've also got the magazine and everything on the website. So
the amount of stuff people do around this game is just mind-boggling.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, welcome to his life. I only do this for a couple of days.
I've got another club podcast to record tomorrow.
When I first joined Final Fantasy, I had originally been playing Guild Wars 2. And the community around Guild Wars 2 was pretty much dead when I was playing. So to come over here and see the amount of just love and stuff that people do for this game, like the magazine covers that people do, the magazine, the newspapers themselves, all the numerous podcasts, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got such amazing podcasts such as, like, State of the Realm, Mog Talk.
Such as Moogle Go Around Radio.
We said good podcasts.
We said good podcasts.
Yeah, we said good podcasts. We haven't even talked about Final Fantasy yet this entire time, but...
I'm trying to help sell you here. Come on, bud.
It's fine. We sell ourselves eventually.
Every guest tries
to sell us. We're like, nah, it's fine. Go check out twitch.tv/SheHealsITank.
I hope that you all appreciate my favorite radio, Moogle Go Around Radio, what I listen to when I'm at work. On occasion, possibly. Maybe. You kind don't of. Know. You can't prove me wrong.
100% fact. I guess, what else should we talk about the
Cooper? I'm not a very good RPer when it comes to in-game RPing. I look at RP, and I'm like, I haven't got the English degree to possibly do it. So I roleplay in D&D as well. I can use my voice and kind of be like that, you know. But typing, nope. I am dog shite.
I will be completely fair. That is a 100% reasonable worry when it comes to roleplaying, especially in a text-based game. But I'll also tell you, don't worry about it. I have seen some typers in the game that are atrocious, but the key is a lot of role players really won't talk down on you for not having perfect English vocabulary. I don't have perfect English vocabulary. What even is grammar? I refuse to acknowledge its existence.
Hell, you could just have it as part of your character's roleplay backstory.
You could do that, but honestly, most people will just ignore it. So long as they can get the context of what you're trying to say, that's all they care about. There are some very verbose role players, though.
Oh yeah, there is a few, but then that's in it. That, to be fair though, that's every community. That's not just role players. You'll go into my end game community and you don't bring in 99% of the past. How dare you? And I put my finger on my mouth to pretend I had a mustache at the even though I had no webcam. I got too much into character there, sorry.
Okay, it happens to all of us.
I wish I had a monocle to be even more snooty.
I'm from a server that have a RP community that is all limbs are based. So they were ERP'd probably.
Oh my god.
And then you have like
European
White Knight stuff. It's like, what is going on here?
Please, for anyone listening, ERP is not the main source for roleplay.
No, it isn't. Swear to God. That's just a small side section. Though I still find it
that very vocal group.
I also find it weird that Bowmong ended up being that one, not Ultros. I mean, come on, it's Ultros. It's literally the server built for it. Why is Bowmong it not Ultros? It makes no sense.
It spawns where our peers are.
Okay. Still, it's a tentacle monster. Anyway, let's get job changes. The media tour happened this week.
Ah, yes, it did. Been hearing about that everywhere.
Did everyone enjoy their changes? We'll go with the guest first. Have you seen the changes to whatever your main job is? I don't know what your main job is.
I really switch between Paladin and White Mage. And honestly, this is just going to show how bad of a White Mage I am. The fact that they're doing anything with the lilies reminded me that lilies were part of my job.
Well, don't worry. You just get them now, so it's fine.
Most White Mages I know kind of like, wait, we had lilies?
It's like, what is this? What am I supposed to do with this? I know there's been a lot of decisive talk, especially online, with people dissatisfied that, you know, healers are now going to be kind of retooled to just be healers.
Well, yeah, they're not really. They've still got their DPS moves. It's just that...
Of course.
What people don't understand when Yoshi P said that was the fact that he didn't mean that... When he said all the jobs are going to be pure healers, he didn't mean, like, they're not going to have damage. Is what Reddit...
I think he meant was... We shouldn't keep expecting for healers to be a damage source for raid content.
Well, it wasn't just that. He was talking about the fact that because before they had your shield healers, your main Regen healers, your burst healers, now all jobs pretty much have the same sort of role. White Mage has some shields. Scholar now has some more Regen abilities. Astrologian is the same.
They still believe in the heart of the cards.
Except for all their cards are now exactly the same card.
It's fine. It just means that every time they're drawing Exodia.
What? Exodia? Nobody's ever summoned one of those. That's against the rules, isn't it?
I'll be completely honest. When I first started this game, I was playing Monk. I got up to level 58. Then I discovered Astrologian, and I went, oh my god, I can just go into dungeons and make Yu-Gi-Oh! References.
You know that the original...
And that's how I started to main heal.
Great.
You know the original Astrologian weapon was a dual disc, right?
Oh my god, that would have been so beautiful.
They showed the concept art, and it just looked like a dual disc.
I would have loved that entirely.
Oh...
No, I know there's been a lot of just mixed feelings, but I'm also really big into how a class feels when you're playing it.
Yeah.
And one of the things I kind of like to point out is we, for the most part, the majority of us haven't gotten to see how it feels to us to play our classes with these changes.
Yeah.
So I like to retain that hopeful optimism.
By the way, but just going to quickly plug myself. It's been hard for me to talk about stuff because I've known about a few things before release because of what I do. But remember, if you do want to see our impressions of the media tour, you can go see our senior editor, Tim. He was at the event. He recorded videos for PlayStation Universe.
Nice.
So go check out PS YouTube where we recorded some stuff for the event, from the event. We've also got an interview with Yoshi P where I submitted questions to Yoshi P. We'll see. I don't know when those goes live. We'll see when it happens. One of the questions I asked was about Relic, by the way. I'm one of those people.
Oh, they were asking about the Relic weapons and stuff?
Yeah. So, yeah, a quick plug on for our YouTube channel.
See, I have my even differences about the healers right now. Obviously, you've seen all the potency. I know that these are probably subject to chain. Obviously, you had the white mage that has, like, a move that does 900 potency.
Yeah.
That's DPS. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're pure heals. And you had the Astro. Now that also has, like, cool cards, do both DPS, you know. And then you have Scholar. They have taken away so much from Scholar. I'm a little bit pissed because I do play Scholar over on Greg. And I'm like, why? Why do this to Scholar?
Like, what colour do you like? Green or blue, Paul? Which one do you prefer?
We're going with a Mass Effect system for this. Okay, you get to choose your ending. Which colour filter would you like?
What's that? Scholars also want an eggy glamour system? Here you go.
We just butchered everything else. Here's your eggy glamour right there. By the way, I would love if they actually gave us if they updated the edgy glamours, that way you could get like Ramu and stuff. That would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
Well, an interview with Yoshi P, supposedly, well, I think this was on State of the Play, Mr. Happy's podcast, Mr. Happy's channel. Yoshi P was like, or was it Larry Zer? It was one of them. Go check all those channels out. He's like, oh yeah, it won't be till at least 5.1. So we've got a date at least. At least 5.1 is when we might see Eggy Glamours. Maybe.
Might.
I doubt it.
I'm always very skeptical because I was a WoW player who lived for years hearing, you know, we're going to get a dance studio, but...
You know, he said earliest 5.1, so don't expect it in 5.1. More like when the servers close.
It could happen this week, essentially what he said.
Yeah.
But not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I mean, they're obviously under a lot of work already with the two new races and the jobs that they're working on.
Oh, yeah. And the jobs take a year to develop, from what I heard.
It's a lot of fine-tuning for them.
Yeah. Which they'll break in the first patch because they want them to be slightly more overpowered so people play them, and then they'll nerf them in the patch after.
Well, that's actually an interesting thing I read about was the fact that especially like MMO games will make certain classes overpowered at times, not because they want that class to be overpowered or because they want more people to play that class, but they want it to feel better to play that class.
Yeah.
Except for monks. Monks, you're not welcome here.
Hey, I'm a monk.
Yeah, he's literally a monk main.
Monk main.
We're going to take away everything from you.
Aww.
Well, we haven't really taken anything away from monks right now. Because monks, I think, is now...
We're actually getting attacks.
Yeah, you are. Grease Lightning 4, right?
Yeah, and two new attacks. We're getting Enlightenment and Six-Sided Star.
Well, it looks amazing.
Yeah. And Four-Sided Star. Because...
I'll tell you what. I can't wait for all my bars to just be complete garbage. That's going to be fun.
See, that's why it's not going to happen because they'll say they're taking moves away from people.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves going away. Like, Monk is losing both Howling Fist and Steel Peak. Which means now we have no off-global cooldown attacks. Thanks, Square.
I mean, with Grease Lightning 4, do you really need off-global cooldown?
But I want to weave them with Riddle of Fire for more deeps. More deeps! Go on, Paul.
It's like a lot of people saying about, obviously, we only got two new classes. Yes. No healer.
But no, you got three new classes. Look at Machinist.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I ruined it, so I'm just going to stay quiet and take a drink.
Would you say that the new class was?
Machinist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They rebuilt that, didn't they?
Yeah. Paul, you want to talk about how you feel about Machinist?
Yeah, you got it.
Go ahead, Paul. Break. Machinist.
Take a smoke break.
He's having a smoke break. So we'll leave Machinist for Paul. Because it's Machinist.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... A lot of feelings about there not being a healer, and a lot more feelings about Dancer not being the healer.
Yeah, well, Dancer was a healer in 11, so people just expected Dancer, especially with the leaks, to be a healer in 14.
Well, from what I've read and heard from people, it wasn't specifically a healer. It kind of had like a little off healer vibe.
Yeah, it was a support one. If he had like all the different curing warts, it had Asuna, it had Taste Somber. It could heal if need be, but it wasn't really a healer.
Honestly, I think people just wanted magical lap dances. That's my opinion.
Well, now they can have dance partners and dance the night away under the moonlight. So
what I find interesting is with this, it pretty much means Ninja and Lancer still only share gear with themselves, pretty much. I mean, occasionally Ninja shares with Monk, but Lancer pretty much just shares with themselves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dragoon.
Yeah, well, Dragoon also can share with tanks, I guess.
And they haven't shared with tanks since A Realm Reborn, right?
Yeah, but Dragoon can still wear heavy armor, right? I think.
No, I think they give them a recolor of tank stuff usually.
Oh, yeah,
for armor.
Yeah. So yeah, Dragoon's really the only one that can't, but it might be, it might not share, but the same stats are shared, I guess.
True.
Because Monk, Samurai, and Dragoon wear huge strength, so.
You can still be in a party of all ranged DPS and have Lancer gear drop. Enjoy.
Yeah. And you could be doing Savages, which means that, congratulations, Lancer gear dropped, and now you can't roll till next week.
Great.
No greater rage.
It's the worst.
It's like with sorry, just to go back on Dancer. It's like, oh yeah, it's not healer, but look at it. Look at Dancer. It is literally support. Not many attack. If you look from the videos, not many attack. But it gives wide AoE like support. It's great. It's probably going to knock Bard out of the way.
Probably.
Yeah.
Bard is going to be non-existent this expansion.
I don't know. I feel like Bard's going to get like a major change in 5.1 once Square Enix realizes that nobody's playing it anymore.
So I'm kind of wondering, if Dancer is giving out buffs, are the buffs going to be good enough for a lot of higher-end raid groups to consider?
I'm going to say at least some of
that extra DPS potential.
You gotta remember, Dancer has ridiculously high potencies anyway to balance it out.
This is true.
Like, one of its dances is, if it does 4 steps, its potency is 1,500.
So it's a lot easier for people to adopt, you know, buff classes like that when they're on, like, healing classes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And that
they like to keep their deeps like samurai. Just
and that dance
deep.
Is a crit and direct hit rate by 30% for the teammate you're dancing with. So that's a lot of damage. Plus 30% crit and direct hit rate, yes please.
Now can the bard follow the dancer around with like, you know, musical instruments to serenade them as they're dancing?
No, because
would that give them a bonus?
Oh, if they wish, what they just destroyed.
They got rid of the crit from Bard.
Got a lot of things. Pretty annoying.
If Bard does their perform action during a boss fight, does that mean the dancer gets a bonus to their attack?
That'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Be really great.
Synergy. It should be a button called Synergy.
Whatever a bard is using for form actions, you get double damage. The bard's just sitting there plinking away, playing Wonderwall.
they could actually do something like that. Because, sorry, go on, Paul.
It's fine, Nick, carry on.
I need a drink.
Okay, okay. So, like, I have, for the raid scene, I see all tanks right now pretty, like, equal. They got new damage abilities. Warrior just got more beefy, so they'll probably be a little bit more higher in the DPS chain to other tanks, but still on par.
DPS Warrior's been pretty high this expansion, hasn't it?
No, not with Felcleaves and the inner release. They've been pop DPS in tanks. Followed by Dark Knight and then last is Paladin.
Hashtag we try.
It's like Warrior recently, well, not recently, I'd say, throughout the whole expansion has been mainly main tanking. Because obviously they got more aggro because of their opener. And yeah. Then they just swap, and like Dark Knight and Paladin have just been reduced to obviously.
It's weird to me that they got that originally when they released their changes to Warrior, switching between your stances would decrease your gauge for doing it. But they went back on that, which really just kind of made it really strong for a main tank. Just the amount of DPS it could put.
Yeah, it's great. Like that, I think what's made Tank was just the stance dancing. Now they've kind of took it that way for this next expansion coming up. You're like, oh, okay, so now we're just pure damage. We're just pure damage now. Or we just need to turn on our tank stances to, you know, get aggro.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad thing. I'm not knocking it, but good for me. Because I play tank, I play warrior. And next expansion, I'm going to be playing Gunbreaker because it's a new tank class. That's shit I want to play. But seeing it, I see this right now with every tank right now. I've been watching like the videos all day yesterday and today. It's really weird how all the videos came out on my birthday. It was great. I had something to watch. It was great.
I find it interesting from a lore perspective that they decided to go with the Hrothgar introducing Gunbreaker instead of like Garlene Defectors introduced. See, it seemed an interesting change.
I would have just enjoyed Cid doing it.
Right? Just imagine if like Nero poked his head out of a bush and went, "Hey kid, you want to learn to be a Gunbreaker?"
No, they're saving.
That joke from Tumblr, by the way.
No, they're saving. They're saving Nero for 6.0 when we get a hammer based class.
Can Nero be our only romanceable companion option? Because that would be fine with everyone.
No, because I'll only accept that if you also then have a jealous Cid.
Of course, you always have a jealous Cid. It comes stock and standard with a Nero.
And by the way, we mean Nero, not a Nero from Limit Break Radio. Nero.
Oh yes, that one. too many names.
But yeah, I like Nero. He's cool. But no, I hope if we get a hammer class, he can be our senpai.
I just love his character because it's kind of. I will be honest, I have never done the Crystal Tower ever on any character, any time. It's gotten to the point where friends have asked me to do the Crystal Tower, and I've told them no, just on the principle that I'm not going to do it. So when we sat there, and this is minor spoilers for Heavenward, when Nero appeared, I was like, who the hell is this? Who's this guy?
Wait, you should know who Nero is anyway.
I had no clue.
Because he appears in the main quest, story quest of 2.0 as well.
I had missed it. It hadn't clicked for me.
Oh yeah, because you're an old player, so.
When he barged his way into the meeting in Gridania and was like, "Hey, I have a solution." I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Now, remember in, what you call it?
Was it Castrum?
Castrum.
Oh yeah, no, I remember the Castrum fighting him. That's why I also sat there and was like, who is this guy? Wait, what? What's he doing here? Why are we not killing him? What's going on?
What's happening?
I feel like I missed something.
By the way, go do Crystal Tower. You can't even. It's not even hard to do now. It takes like
it's on principle
minutes.
At this point.
What if I donate to the Sea Chocobos?
Okay.
How much do I need to donate to make you do the Crystal Tower?
I don't know. That's a good question. How much can I get out of you and viewers of this fine channel? channel.
Well, that's me, so...
$1 million.
$1 million. Now, I'll do the Crystal Tower eventually. Don't worry about that. But if you want to donate, it would be greatly appreciated. And might motivate me to do the Crystal Tower sooner.
Yeah.
To any of my FC mates listening, if you donate, I'll actually do the Crystal Tower and one other piece of content of your choice that I have refused to do. Because I refuse to do content because I am just completely stubborn for no logical reason.
Welcome to my world. I refuse to do Beastman Tribes.
I will never do Beastman Tribes.
I'm willing to grind the shit
unless
out of this new event.
Donate to the Sea Chocobos.
It would have to be a lot of money for me to do that. I'm willing to grind for 24 hours in the Sicarus Tower if it means I don't have to do Around Reborn Beast Tribes.
And I want to specify again for my FC members, you have to donate to the Sea Chocobos. I see you there who are saying that they donated to the other teams. It doesn't count.
Sea Chocobos only.
I'm not above selling myself. Bark, bark, motherfucker.
So yeah, any other opinions about the changes? Paul or Edwin?
I have mixed feelings, but I'm holding out hope that there'll be good changes.
Now,
I have a lot of opinions about the glasses.
Then fire away.
We forgot to go back around and loop back around. Our good buddy here talking about Machinist.
Oh yeah, Machinist.
Well, now Machinist is just a whole new class. It's better than Bard for definite. Like, looking at it, they've made so many changes. Oh, the Heat Gauge is not a thing. Rook Turrets are not a thing. Well, they are technically a thing until you're like, level 80 and then they're not a thing.
Oh no, they're not a thing before that either.
It's like, looking at it now, it looks so great. It looks like a Machinist that you think a Machinist would be. Not what we got in Heaven's. That's a glorified, gun wielder. I can't remember what they're called. They weren't called Machinists.
They were basically riflemen.
Yeah. They weren't even cool things like Gun Mage from 10-2 that would heal you by shooting you. Can we have that as our new healer? I want to go around with a gun just going, and you're healed.
You know, it is basically...
You're healed. They scream as a shard of glass from the potion you threw into their face is gouging into their eye.
Get a headshot. Look, he's raised. You're raised, right?
Why aren't you moving?
Click yes.
it's like seeing that they are, like, you know, they're just a whole new class. It's good because we technically got three new classes, because they literally got totally revamped. Yeah, there's like a couple of abilities that are still left, but most of them are reworked or new. You know, it's great.
I'm going to be interested to see how they do the explanations in the story, because it's definitely looking a lot more Allegan-inspired than previous. Yeah. So I'm wondering if we're going to see a real big uptick in their class story, where they're suddenly, like, delving into Allegan ruins and stuff.
That's just not an annoying thing. There's only going to be one job quest in the expansion for each class.
Yeah, that kind of upset me, because I actually like doing the quest, because they gave your class a story, you know, like, if you've done a warrior, you know, Curious George, you know, he fights the love of his life in Stormblood.
I love Curious George so much.
Loved that. That was so heart-touching. I was like, it's so adorable. But now he's like, you're just going to get one. So we go, look, here's your new AF gear. Have fun, bye.
I wonder if it's going to be, like, one super long quest, I hope?
I don't know, because they're putting all their time and effort into the roleplay system. Remember in Stormblood where you took control of a character?
Oh, God, no. I don't want more of that.
Now we're going to get that as our job quest. There's going to be...
I don't want that.
That's our new thing. We play as a character... Play as a squad that were like heroes on the first, and we take control of them.
I really, from what I heard, there's
one main, and then there's three optional ones, if I'm brightly. So...
I think that it's an interesting system, that whole being able to take control of the NPCs and, you know, play as them. But at the same time, and I understand this is probably a little bit petty of me, but I did not create and level a character to play as Lord Hien. I do not want to play as Lord Hien. I want to play as my character.
You're not the only one. That's why I don't mind them. I didn't mind them in the story, but this is going too far for me. I didn't mind playing it like, in the MSQ just to see, That wasn't too bad for me. But for it to replace my job quest, which I actually enjoy almost as much as my main story quests.
I think the big difference on why they tend to bother me as much as they do is like, and I'll give a minor spoiler here, the Ystola one. When you take control of Ystola, you get, like, what, three abilities?
Hey, that's more than Haiyan.
Yeah, Haiyan gets, like, two in a dash.
Yeah. You can actually beat his... By the way, you can actually beat his thing without actually playing the game.
You literally can't. I've done it.
So I watched someone on YouTube, just a video of him stood there, and then your character turns up.
You are unable to lose that fight, which is a bit annoying. Because if you're not able to lose that fight to begin with, why are we having this fight?
Why are we even doing it?
No, it was...
If a cinematic could replace this, this is a waste of time.
Yeah. I must admit, I did laugh when he's like, oh no, the Warrior Light, where are you? Where are you? And I saw my little Lalafell running in the mountains. And then he collapses, and then in front of his eyes is my Lalafell. It's like, yeah, I'm here to save you.
Just
give me a cookie.
Just runs up panting. You have no idea how small my legs are, you asshole!
You wouldn't even let me use a mount!
You didn't even give me a chocobo to ride! What's wrong with you? I am like 2 feet tall!
And you want me to save you?
For God's sake, learn when to retreat!
Press Sheltron! Be a paladin! Why are you trying to tank as a samurai?
Saying that about fucking duty finders.
This isn't Final Fantasy XI! I don't know if you know that story.
Oh, what, that it used to be a tank class in 11?
No. But, okay. Square Enix announced Samurai Ninja as an expansion job, right? And right. Samurai got announced as a tank class. Samurai got announced as a tank class, and Ninja got announced as a DPS class. And then they got released. And then everyone realized that Samurai did more damage than Ninja, and Ninja was tanking better than Samurai, so the players just switched the roles themselves.
So they all fell prey to the classic ninja technique of distractions.
Well, yeah, because...
Where you thought the ninja would be the damage dealer, it was I, the samurai. With my glorious Nippon steel folded 1,000 times, filthy gaijin, go on.
It's because they gave the ninja an ability which created shadows, which took damage for you. So people was like, well, shit, if I... Just keep casting that over and over again and give myself provoke from the tank class to Billy's. They can't hit me.
It's true.
They had Itchy and Knee, which one gave you 2 shadows, one gave you 3 shadows. And if you just recast it, you could just cast Knee in between Itchy and then Itchy between Knee and you couldn't get hit.
I think one of my favorite things from when I first started playing Final Fantasy XIV back in the early days of Heaven's Ward, was that you could be a healer but have like the Savage Blade attack from Paladin. Just that one attack that does nothing but deal a tiny little bit of damage and doesn't even do the aggro bonus because it can't be comboed because you don't have the other spells.
I remember that.
It was the most pointless thing. And every class could have cure, even though it was useless.
Well, in 1.0, there was some fights where it was actually more efficient for the Black Mage to take off his job crystal. Because for some reason he would do more damage against the enemies with the spells they had at than Black Mage.
Oh my god.
But 1.0 also brought us, you know, equipable job-specific panties, so maybe something should be left in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone needs job-equipable panties. Yeah, honestly, I'm offended that panties are not part of my character selection at this point, okay?
Yeah, they used to be job-specific equipment. Pants.
I need to beat the crap out of Xenos and have him drop a pair of healer's panties, okay? That's what I need.
Now he'd drop samurai pants, which would just be like, with his obsession with katanas, would just be like...
just a katana sticking out like a giant penis! It comes bundled with a thrusting emote, so when your character gets it, they just thrust into the air. All the time yelling, Wasai! Wasai!
Great.
Throw on one of those beautiful samurai masks from the New Year's event and nothing else, and you're perfect.
That's the new samurai meta. You heard it here.
Samurai meta. Make yourself so disgusting your opponent just gives up.
I mean, you can't die if the enemy runs away.
You can't. You can't. It's technically a victory. Samurai, it's technically a victory.
Just like my strategy when we do Savage and someone dies before the mechanic. I'm like, well, you can't fail the mechanic if you're dead.
Now here's a better question. So Dark Knights can now summon Frey for themselves, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you kiss Frey? If you can kiss Frey, would that be more like kissing yourself or kissing someone else?
I mean, you ripped out your own heart, questions. So...
Is that like saying, say if I'm in a relationship and like my
is
Dark Knight...
cheating?
Yeah, is it technically cheating because Frey is technically...
But on that same point, is it cheating if your partner sleeps with Frey instead of you?
I mean, it depends on how you answer the first question. If you say it's cheating, if it's... so many...
Don't worry, the fan fiction writers will answer this all for us in time.
Well, like ninjas. Yeah. Ninjas have their own shadow clan.
Also, can we just go over, like, really quick, and I'm sorry for these spoilers, really, if you have not played the Dark Knight questline, you need to go do it, but can we just realize how quickly, like, how people just glossed over the Warrior of Light fucking talking to themselves during the Dark Knight quests? Yeah, like, you're clearly talking to someone, and they're just like, okay, this is fine.
Well, to be fair, you're the Warrior of Life. You want to talk to yourself, then.
Yeah, but you're like, none of them that go, who are you talking to?
Might think you got a Link Pearl, maybe. Yeah, remember, Link Pearls are actually in-game, and they exist.
No, Frey, I'm wearing this blood because I need them to see. okay. Here's your gill. Please don't come back.
KK says, wasn't he carrying around the corpse and he wants Frey to copy your emotes?
God.
Yeah, I carry around my corpse with me. I have it on a rope. I call it Pedro.
You gotta remember it too, because you supposedly took Frey's armor and sword from him.
Yeah.
Because that's why you get the armor and sword for your level 30. So you technically carry around this naked dead guy arguing with him. Nobody's fucking saying anything.
No one has to make an anime of that, please. I don't know why, I just want it to be an anime.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm picturing it like as a Lalafell. Like, stuck on his thumb, like he's carrying around his teddy bear, but it's just his dead corpse.
Just Lalafell carrying around this dead-ass here guy. Just yelling at him, "No, Frey! You don't understand, I don't want to kill them!" I have concerns.
Should we get the guards? Like,
the guards? What the hell do you think the guards are gonna do? This person fucking punched Ifrit in the mouth. Our guards pissed themselves at the sight of too many bandits.
Remember the time he took out the archbishop that had the power of a Nidhogg's eyes? What are the guards gonna do?
That's so. There's a lot of stuff in the RP community with people talking about stuff like white mage and black mage and how they're technically, in the lore, restricted jobs.
Yeah.
Like, you get put to death if you're found out you have them. And people go, well, why does the you know, Warrior of Light get to be one? And the answer is, because they're the fucking Warrior of Light.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and take it from them? Because I'm not. That motherfucker ate a dragon. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
If they kill you, we're not doing anything.
By the way, I'm still sad in my heart of hearts that my idea of what happened after you beat Nidhogg never happened. And I'm still sad. I shed a tear every time.
What was your idea?
Well, you know, we threw it off the cliff, right? His eyes.
Yes, it was a great tactical decision all around.
Yeah, I wanted it to land on some sort of fish that was, like, swimming underneath there, and then we gave a fish the power of Nidhogg.
It lands on fucking Bismarck and just gives him googly eyes. You got to Estinian chasing Bismarck through the whole fucking sea of clouds with the Benny Hill theme.
I even called it Fishhog. That was my...
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to happen.
I do love, though, that he was like, throw the eyes, get rid of the eyes, take care of the eyes. He's like, I need to throw these eyes away right now. Because obviously, even though this battle is completely done, and I am fully aware that these eyes are dangerous in the hands of mentally unstable people, I obviously cannot trust myself.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he is mentally unstable people, so it makes sense.
Is our character technically unstable?
No, I'm talking about Estinian.
It wasn't our character who did it. It was Emmerich who did it.
Emmerich.
I'm telling you, we had to throw over as well.
We had to throw one over, didn't we? But that's only because we were told to.
Yeah. Oh, we should have kept them, but now we're...
Yeah, just pocketed it.
We just go on to, like, the Warrior of Light's stoic acceptance of everything that fucking happens to them at this point.
Yeah.
They threw these eyes into a literal expanse of clouds that are known to be, like, endless, a void pretty much of just clouds.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this fucking Alamegan dude has them.
Yeah. Well, no, remember the, Warriors of Darkness went down and got it.
Yeah, I know they got it, but, like, it's just... I just imagine the Warrior of Light sitting there like, all right, what's your big plan? I have the eyes of Nidhogg. Oh, fucking come on!
Throw it away! What the what?
Well, not just that, but after you beat...
You weren't even in Ishgard! How the fuck do you have them?
What's even worse, though, is you beat them, and then later on at the end of spoilers, once you beat Stormblood, Xenos is like, now I have the eyes!
You're like, what?
Why are these such a continuous thing with you people? For God's sakes, I beat an ancient dragon with both of them. Why do you think that you having one or two of them is going to kill me?
I'm just going to punch you just as hard.
It's like, now you're pissing me off. See, I like the bit where you're talking to Fedola when she's in the jail.
Yeah.
And like, because also she has like this machinery version of the Echo, or it was like, man-made. And like, she like looks at you like, Like, how?
How do you survive?
How do you take this shit?
Your character just goes, well, I don't know.
I don't fucking know anymore, man. I've come to accept it.
I've just stopped caring at this point, okay? Like, literally, yeah. I do not care. Like, you see that guy out there? His name's Greg. I just watched his whole family get butchered, and honestly, feel nothing. I'm pretty sure I'm a psychopath.
Yeah, no emotions anymore. Just... well.
By the way, for those watching right now, type in the chat if you want a chance to win the whale mount. Just type Chili. Chili is a whale in the Twitch chat, and I will keep counting people until the end of the, and then I'll do a giveaway at the end of the show.
Well, you wish you are a whale. I don't know what you're about.
Yeah, I am fat enough to be a whale. You're right.
Same. Same, to be fair.
I believe the correct term is jolly. Thank you.
Yeah. That's why I'm called the Jolly Green Giant.
There you go.
Ho ho ho, Green Giant.
Oh, I love that. But...
by the way, were you at FanFest last time, Edwin?
No, I've never gone to FanFest. That costs money. And that I am true. Poor.
I would recommend one day going. It's good to meet up with people there. So
I've heard a lot of good things about FanFest, and it's one of those things like back when I played WoW, I really wanted to go to BlizzCon, but it's just...
money.
The time, the money, and the opportunity all need to sync up together.
Yep, and they never sync up when you want them to.
I've been twice to the North American Fan Fest, so... why North American? Because...
because you knew more...
American. Yeah, I know more North American players than I do European players.
But now, we know a whole lot more
people,
in terms of Peony, Taro TD, you know... all that, we kind of just want
to go check them out on YouTube, by the way.
I want to go meet them, you know, as well, because they're awesome people. We've had them on the show, and they just talked for ages. You know, that's when we've had shows where it's like, oh, what, we're starting at 10? Oh, hell yeah. You know, like today, we started at 11. Chili mentioned me half an hour before. It's like, oh boy, 30 minutes. I'm like, oh shit.
11 a.m., I assume?
11 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, like, we usually do ours around about like 1 a.m. for us.
Yeah, like, cause, this is early for us.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, it's like, it's usually good for, because obviously we have a lot of Americans that will come on, so it's better for them. It, like, they just came back from work and they have food and stuff and they're ready to, you know, sit down and just chill. Like, that's what we aim to please with this podcast. Like, you know, we will commend to you.
I feel that completely.
This is just a chill.
I destroyed an entire lasagna before I came in here.
Ooh, that was sad.
I haven't had lasagna in ages. I want my dad to make.
I had KFC today. It was delicious.
I had KFC on my birthday. Well, not, I had fried chicken on my birthday, but it was from Euro Chicken.
It was called the I Love You Bacon Burger that they've got right now. It's got like two slices of bacon on it.
Mm.
But,
well, KFC chicken is good. I much prefer my chicken from gas station. KFC so many chicken. More spices.
And it's cheap.
It's cheaper. And, oh my god.
Oh yeah, KFC's expensive
like
as hell.
Nothing more than sitting, like, squatting at the side of a curb eating chicken with my hands with a bicycle propped up next to me as people walk by trying to avoid eye contact because they think I'm home.
Yay, nothing it's like we're the same person.
People avoid contact from us as well. It's fine. You're well.
Like they walk by, they start. I mean, you guys are in England, right? That seems pretty common.
Just walk on by. Do, 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 do. Walk on by. But anyway, I guess we should go back to the game.
I suppose we should.
We're still talking about the game, technically.
By the way, you might know, actually, because I can't find one. Is there a Fez Glamour?
There is not a Fez Glamour, to my knowledge, sadly.
Because I tried to make an Aladdin outfit for my magic carpet that I bought. And I want a Fez.
I'm afraid we don't have a Fez, to my knowledge.
No, I'm disappointed, as both an Aladdin player and as someone who likes Doctor Who. Because Fezes are cool.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Exactly.
Which Doctor?
Matt Smith had the Fezes.
Oh, so Dr. Matt Smith.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, so I wasn't a big fan of the Doctor Who series. My favourite one was David Tennant, because he was absolutely insane. And I didn't actually watch it religiously. I was more into anime, Beyblade, like, Robot Wars.
Oh, I remember Robot Wars.
I fucking love myself some Robot Wars. But then I was, I'm deeply into horror. I love my horror franchise. I'm going to go see Mama when it comes out. Do like a slasher film. But, oh no, I was never big. But again, going back to Final Fantasy, I can't wait for the glamours. We all know that glamour is the true end game.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I bet for the RP community, and even for a lot of other communities, it's always end game. It helps you get your character, you know, pumped out, ready to RP. For me, I like making my characters look good while I crap out of a mob. I'm going to try and make my character look like the bunny version of Nero from Devil May Cry, because obviously that's what they basically ask, what a gunbreaker is.
Hell, do you even have Royal Guard, which is Dante's ability?
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, what was it? Sorry, I'm just going to quick look, because I posted this in my FC Discord a while back, because obviously they showed all the, like, there was a link of all the all the abilities for a gunbreaker. And someone literally said to me, I'm going to Square Enix has literally been playing way too much Devil May Cry. And I was like, yes, you are totally right. He was like, oh, Demon Edge, fucking Riptire, fucking Gouge. I'm sitting there like drooling. I watched, I think it was Very Mary's and Mr. Happy's video of Gunbreaker. And I honestly had the most orgasming boner of gameplay I've ever seen. It looks so fluent. I can't wait to get my hands on it. You know, we've got a whole month until the expansion comes out. I just want my hands on Gunbreaker. I just want it.
Remember to pre-order for early access.
Oh my god, I pre-ordered just for the early access, just because I want to make a fucking Vera final.
Yes! Oh, finally, another person that loves Vera.
Well, you play on PC.
I have been waiting.
Do you play on PC?
I do play on PC.
Remember to go download the benchmark so you can make your character, then transfer that.
Oh, I have already done that.
I play on PS4, so I can't.
No, I have wanted to play a Vera character ever since I first played Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced as a kid. Because that was the game that I was like, oh my god, I love the Vera. I want to make an entire Vera team.
It's like, what was it? When I, because I have my favorite animals. Like, I love dogs and I love rabbits. I am a big bunny fan, and I was like, I can make a bunny girl. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna make a bunny girl.
Don't get me wrong. If they gave me the option of a ram girl, I'd go for it in a heartbeat.
You know, like, I'm sad they didn't give us, you know, like the male and the female visions of the.
I am sad about that.
I feel like we're going to get that in the next expansion. They said, oh, we're not making any more races. That doesn't mean they're not going to make any more genders.
I feel like we're going to see it in time. I don't think it's going to be as quick as some people want it to be.
Yeah, that's why I said I feel like it's going to be 6.0.
However, I am thankful to Square Enix that even if they did kind of cause some anger and some disappointment by doing gender lock between the two, that they decided to do the Vera race as well, because they originally wanted to do Hrothgar only.
Yeah.
But then they were told this is the last time they get to add a race. And they knew the community wanted Vera. And even in the state it is, it's better than nothing in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
I'm happy they kind of stood their ground. It's like, look, we're not going to change it now.
And if you really want a male Vera, just set voice to 12 and make the very feminine looking man.
I mean, you actually, it wouldn't be too far off from lore from what I'm understanding, because apparently the Vera are indistinguishable of their gender until they come of age.
Yeah. And if you just give them a small chest and stuff, other things, the number 12 voice sounds kind of manly-ish. Not manly, but, you know, more of a deep voice. So, yeah, there's your slightly feminine male Vera.
I don't think it will be what... I'm interested to see what male Vera will look like, because I've seen a lot of what the community wants it to be, and a lot of them kind of seem to go along the lines of really hot boy, like, pec muscles and everything.
See,
I'd be interested to see if they did not go with that and went with a more feminine look to their
males. That's what I want, to be honest. If I had the choice of male Veras, I want them to be, like, not super short like a Lalafell, but I want them to be short, because that way it could be like the opposite of the aura, in my view. You know, you've got the male aura and then the female aura, small and petite. I want the female Vera to be big, tall, and like, and then the male Vera to be like the smaller race.
There is way too much of a height discrepancy between female and male Zayla. It's ridiculous. Females can barely come up to their waist sometimes.
Hence why Reddit proved that the male Zayla have the smallest penis out of all the races.
Or the women have the deepest vaginas.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just for the size of the race compared to, Yeah. They're probably bigger than most races, it's just that for the actual body to penis ratio.
For all we know, they could lay eggs.
Yeah, that's true.
I have seen a lot of posts about dragon people, you know.
And we all know that Lalafell's a tripod, so.
Yeah, we know that.
Lalafells do not have a gender, they just spawn out of the merciless void of suffering. And they come to take your soul and drag it back to Satan.
See, I was ecstatic for female bunnies, like, I was happy. But I did really want to see a female Hrothgar.
Yeah.
Like, big, muscly women with big tits and little tits. I would have played that.
I would like to see a female Hrothgar, but I don't want them to do it where they actually look bestial like the men do.
Yeah.
You want to see female Hrothgar? Go play Final Fantasy X as female Ronso.
I have Final Fantasy X and X-2. I just need to install them. Yeah. I also installed 13. I've been playing 13 today. I'm sorry to everyone in the Final Fantasy community. I know you're going to hate me for this, but Final Fantasy 13 was my first ever Final Fantasy game. I am sorry. I am one of those kids.
Well, you're young,
Yeah, I turned 24 yesterday.
Oh, 24.
And I was trying to do a 24-hour stream when I turned 24.
You children, get in on my lawn!
And I played, like, my first, like, actual game was, like, Dragon Age Origins. And then I used to play a lot of, like, Call of Duty and FIFA and all that. And then, like, 13 came along. I had an Xbox 360 at the time. And I was like, oh, this game looks sick. And played that because it had, like, four different, like, discs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't remind me about how many fucking discs were in that game.
By the way, Edwin, how old are you then?
I'm 28.
Ah, I'm the oldest here. I'm the older.
The future is now, old man.
Back in my day, we had 7 discs and they all took 2 sides. Each disc had to flip it over.
I know, I've caused some of my friends to go what at me because I think Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced, aside from Final Fantasy 14, which technically it's not at its end yet, it's still just an MMO, Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced is the only Final Fantasy game I have ever finished.
See, I finished 13, and I was like, oh, okay, I actually enjoyed it. And then I get so much shit from it, from, like, my friends I play Final Fantasy with. They're like, oh yeah, Final Fantasy 7, fucking Final Fantasy 8, Final Fantasy 9. I'm sitting there like, I haven't played those. They're like, what?
I didn't make it halfway through 7 before I got bored.
After I left
the city, I got bored and I was just...
7 was my first Final Fantasy, but 7 was actually the first Final Fantasy in Europe.
7 was a good game for its time.
We never got 1 to 6. 1 to 6 never got released here until after 7.
Ooh, here's a good question. What are your thoughts about the Final Fantasy VII Remake ditching the combat turn system.
Well, it wasn't really turn-based in 7 anyway.
I know it wasn't, but...
I like the look of it.
It's weird that they're changing the system.
Well, it's a remake, not a remaster, so...
This is true.
You know, if people are expecting the game again, they're going to be solely disappointed, because this isn't... If you want a remaster, there's been so many different remasters of 7. This is the same story, but... Yeah, we're reimagining. It's going to be different in a lot of ways. There's going to be stuff from
this
before
time,
Crash.
Aerith gets to live.
Please not.
This time, Cloud remembers he has a fucking phoenix down in his bed.
Well, no, if you've ever watched Game Theory, they proved that the person that kills Aerith is Cloud. Because where she gets stabbed by Sephiroth, it's not actually, he doesn't hit any vital areas.
Oh, she's fine. She's just unconscious. Cloud, bring her back into here. No, I must release her into the water. Cloud, she's drowning! What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she would have died from blood loss eventually, but, you know. She's at peace. Yeah, she would have died of blood loss eventually, but, you know.
Yeah, eventually. Damn.
Cloud didn't have to go, now I'll put her in the water.
We just need... Kate Sith over Cloud's shoulder as he's drowning her. buddy, you know, she's just in shock, right? I know it looks like they're sleeping, but she's in shock. She had a fucking sword through her. And, oh, now she's dead. Now she's dead. Okay. Oh, you have a big sword, and I'm not going to bring that up to you.
I just have this phone.
Love Kate Sith, though.
It's like, I don't know, like, I have... I'm sorry, but I played 13 today for 5 hours.
Ah, so you got out of the tutorial.
Yeah. I like 13. I'm one of the people that I actually enjoyed 13, and a lot of people give me shit. I didn't play, like, 13-2 or Lightning Returns.
Let's be honest and call 13-2 and Lightning Returns what they are.
Same game.
The director wanted to play waifu with Lightning.
But 13-2, the director wanted to make a Pokemon game.
But yeah, I have a lot of Final Fantasy games. I have like, what is this, 7?
Anyway, before we wrap up today's episode, have you got anything else to add about the Blitzball tournament that we missed over?
We're always looking for people who are interested to play Blitzball and those willing to learn how to play. And we're always happy, especially when we're running the tournaments, to show people how to play the game. Feel free to get involved. Feel free to reach out about sponsorships, because we want to help these charities as much as we can. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, the last sponsorship that was done during the mid-season reached $1,000. And if I'm not mistaken, we have just passed the 2,000 mark for our goal of $3,000.
$2,021 US dollars.
There you go. I don't research things before I come on the shows, because I am a... well-adjusted adult.
Don't worry, you're a moogle go around. It's fine.
I only have it on my other screen. It's fine.
We encourage people to join in Blitzball and just have a good time. That's what it's all about. Just come out, play a stupid role game with friends, and enjoy yourself.
I might have to see if I can get into Balmung.
Well, you know what's a great thing?
I'm
world
pretty lucky.
Visits.
Yeah. Well, no, it, you could also have a character on Crystal then.
Yep. Technically, so long as you are in. I don't think that... Currently, we're not adjusted for the Crystal Data Center, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
For how we run the things, because the referees do all their stuff in the Link Shell. But I think in the future that will change to incorporate for the Crystal Data Center. Yeah. Don't quote me, but it's the most likely thing.
Yeah, if it's doing well, it'll expand over time.
Because hey, I think movable, you know, would be the best.
Our first year we had a player, and his name was Blitzball Player, and he wore Titus's outfit and just did nothing but act like Titus. He was the most valued person.
Who's Titus? You talking about Meg Ryan?
I don't know the reference you're making.
Go Google Meg Ryan and Titus.
I'm assuming yes.
Just Google Meg Ryan and Titus and look at the images. Everyone just go do that now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Pretty close to Titus. Touché. Good on you, Titus. Good skin moisturizer. Just being a dead dream of your dad's dead. I don't know anymore with that game.
Well, no, he's a... If you want to know more about Fantasy 10, go watch Sheehills I Tank's Twitch streams every Sunday where Pete's been playing Fantasy 10. At twitch.tv/Sheehills I Tank.
I'll probably play it at some point. Probably after I finish like 13. I just want to play Star Ocean.
I see. So in 5.
Yeah, 5.
Good choice.
I finally get done.
Okay, we'll end this here now. Have you got Edwin? How can they contact you? Have you got any shout outs?
If you got any shout outs, you can contact me in game. I'm Edwin Tyrer, which is AEDWENTYRER in game on Balmung server. Otherwise, you can go ahead and you can send me a Discord invite, and I'm Edwin, AEDWEN #2275. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can poke me there, or if you're on any of like the roleplay servers for Balmung, you probably find me around there too.
Paul, have you got any shoutouts and how can they contact you?
Did you want to shout anyone out?
Yeah, you want to shout anyone out?
Did like, you know, like, you got any friends or,
yeah,
like, you know, anything else you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to people?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. None of my FC members are worthy to be shouted out to, especially a Yusulan Doro. They are the worst person in the entire free company. I know you can hear me, Isunulin. You're the worst person. But shout out to Dylan for being the Blitzball sponsor.
Dylan is cool.
Good shit there.
Dylan is amazing.
Also, shout out to the Drunken Moogle event group that hosted the Sea Chocobos. Good shit on that.
And they've got a good name, the Drunken Moogle.
Was I a part of that? Was I drunk?
And shout out to the White Pearl, who designed Sea Chocobo merchandise for in-character usage. Good shit.
Nice.
In fact, to everyone who's contributed to Blitzball, shout out to you and my token. Good shit, bro.
Good shit, bro.
Good shit, bro.
Paul, shout outs and how can they contact you?
You can contact me at PaulMetal1 or on the Moogle1 because I post random stuff there. Because I can also come to the Twitch live stream during the weekend or whenever we do streams. It's going to be a double header because we're doing this show this week and then we've got another show next week.
Yep.
What's going to be awesome. I remember shout out to Edwin for coming on and honestly giving me the most fucking, I still can't get that out of my head. The worry of just talking to him, so I'm like, I'm gonna fucking tell him anything.
I don't have to listen to you, Frey. You're not my real dad. I don't know what's going on.
This is great. I was like enjoying that. I was like, oh, I could listen to that all day. This big shout out to you for coming on. That was amazing.
And thank you guys for having me. It means a lot. To come on and make a fool of myself. Thank you.
Don't worry, we do that every Thursday.
That's our job.
Well, one of us isn't getting paid.
Neither are we.
Oh, no, you poor souls.
You can also go check out, obviously, Maelstrom Radio. They've been making a big come up again of doing their shows. Big shout out to them. Also, She Heals I Tank for being She Heals I Tank. Just another greatness. And also, shout out to Mione and to fucking Taro TV. I've actually been watching their videos. I'm not addicted or anything, it's fine. But yeah, big shout out to them. And yeah, a big shout out to Chili for dealing with my shit.
I love you, Paul. And I say we don't get paid, but we kind of do in a way. So thank you to our subscribers, Canefall, Breaker, Susan Sprinkles, and that arsehole Chili. You're all our favourite subscribers, except for Chili. You're an arsehole.
And also Tainted Blade, Blaze UK, who also subscribed yesterday. And we're Tainted Blade also gifting a sub. He's our first guy who's gifted a sub. I know, actually, you were as well, because you gifted to yourself.
Yeah, I gifted the sub to myself.
Wow. Okay.
You know, sharing is caring. It's just I shared with myself.
I feel like you deserve like a little pat on the shoulder, like one of those sad pats that you kind of give someone. You're like, oh, honey.
But seriously, thank you to everyone who's subscribed. It helps fund like giveaways like this whale. Remember, because not many people entered. In fact, nobody entered today. KK McLeod, why didn't you enter? You could have instantly won a whale mount.
Whale? That's a surprise.
So, we're going to go onto Twitter, and then I'm going to give you guys at least a week. So, if you want a chance to win, make sure you tweet me at MGR_Chili, hashtag tubes, which is CHOOBS, which is the name of both my character and lovable Paul's character getting married when we get married. Hashtag tubes. So, I want to shout out to Edwin from the Sea Chocobos. Thank you for joining us.
Not a problem.
A shout out to Mione, a shout out to Taru TV, a shout out to Susan Sprinkles, a shout out to Kane, a shout out to KK McLeod, a shout out to Dynamic Taru, a shout out to Agitated Salamander, a shout out to everyone that listened in tonight. I'm going to lose my voice by the end of the week because of all the stuff I'm doing, but I'll be streaming again tomorrow night. So please look forward to more Moogle go around in your eardrums. Remember, you can.
What's great for a sore voice? Lemon juice and crack.
Lemon juice and what? Crack.
Crackers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to go for crack, bro. Who do you?
I'm just thinking that's a bit of a weird combination.
If you want to wake yourself up, a little bit of meth will really help you, I guess. But come on.
That's just that weird. Yeah, the weird. What do you want? Lemon juice and meth.
Want lemon juice and meth, please? The lemon juice just really brings out the meth in my.
That's great. But also, obviously, as I did say, we've got next week as well. We're not taking a week break. We're going straight on to next week. Another episode with another special guest.
Yeah, I'm going to have a talk to make sure Mione is going to be on the show next week.
Another Brit.
Yep.
We're going to be a Britastic Britannia.
Oh, Jesus. Three Brits in one room. They're going to try to colonize someone.
It's okay. And we all play on, well, me and Paul play on North American servers, so.
Well,
my mom. Obviously, Canadian servers.
Well, they used to be. That's why I started up. You know that, right?
No clue.
When 2.0 first launched, both Europe and North America, their servers were in Canada.
Nice.
So I had more friends in North America than
it's
I
okay.
did.
We liberated your servers.
Now the European servers are in Europe, so I didn't move because I already made friends. And I had a house. And a life.
And a life.
Oh, honey.
My Lalafell had retired to the goblet.
I couldn't leave. My character had people that they loved.
Yeah, my character's been married for 4 years.
And not to me.
Yeah, well, you're not on Ultra, so.
Oh, I'm sensing some lover discord here.
But seriously, anyway.
Free wife.
I have three wives, okay?
Oh, man.
Anyway, I shall talk to you guys all later. Thanks for joining us for Moogle Around Radio. Remember to tweet me hashtag tubes for a chance to win a mail mount. Also, thanks to the Sea Chocobos for joining us, and of course, shout out to She Heals, I tagged twitch.tv/shehills, and also Motion Radio at twitch.tv/motionradio. Also, go check out the Cruiserweights LIV. Also, go check out Phoenix Down Radio, where I'll be on this weekend for the last time. Also, go check out a few other things.
Do you want a cup of water?
Go check out What's a Game. Also, go check them out on YouTube. Also, me on the Entire TV. Go check out all the things for the content creators. Media Red. It's Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
Wah!
See, that's Jeff saying bye.
I'm going to get you a tank of oxygen.
Bye.